I don't care how badly the Raiders imploded. Baker Mayfield doing what he did last night was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. I don't care how much you hate him. And again, I'm not trying to make him out to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. I'm not. But what he did last night was absolutely astonishing. It was incredible. To show up when he did and get like one partial practice and be there 2 days total was amazing. All right, more thoughts on that in a minute. We are joined right now by the head coach of the Portland Trailblazers. He is in his second season with the team. He is an NBA champion, an NBA Finals MVP, a five-time All-Star. The Blazers are hosting the T-Wolves tomorrow night. We are joined by Chauncey Billups. Chauncey, I have to say, it has been a minute or two. It is awesome to get caught up with you. How you living, Chauncey? How you feeling?
Man, I'm doing good. I'm feeling good. It's good to talk to you, man. It's been too long, my man.
Dude, I don't even want to tell you how long it's been. I looked it up. It's been a long time, so it's great to have you back. Listen, I know you have a practice soon, so let me jump right into it. You've played 25 games so far, which is a pretty good sample size. I know you didn't get the result, Chauncey, last night that you were looking for against Denver, but overall, what are your biggest takeaways so far from the start of the season?
Yeah, I think we've been up and down. We've been up and down. I'm happy with our team. I'm happy with where we're at. You know, the season is kind of long. There's so many stretches that you don't really get to practice, so we've had some slippage. But I like the mentality of my guys, man. You know, we compete. We play hard. We play together. And we're still kind of getting to know each other. You know, had some additions to our squad that I've been very happy about and pleased with. So I like where we're at, man, but we got some work to do.
Chauncey Billups joining us. I can appreciate it. So you got Damian Lillard, of course, who is your unquestioned leader and catalyst. He went for 40 last night. You know, in terms of Dame, Chauncey, you know the position. You know what it's like to be the guy, to have all eyes on you at all times, on the floor and off the floor. So how much are you enjoying the opportunity to coach and work closely with a generational talent like Dame?
Oh, man, I'm just, to be honest with you, so blessed to have a guy like Dame. You know, as the leader of your team, he's about all of the right things, on and off the floor. You know, he's a great leader. You know, he says the things that need to be said. And more importantly, what I'm most happy about is he just allows me to coach him. You know, I can coach him hard. I can tell him the tough stuff, whether it's in private or in front of the team. That's a coach's dream. You know, to have a superstar, not a star, a superstar that will actually allow you to coach them. And that's been a blessing for me.
Chauncey Billups joining us. So, Chauncey, what about you personally? How much more comfortable are you in year two in the seat that you're in right now than you were a year ago?
Yeah, I'm a lot more comfortable now, even knowing that I still got, you know, a lot to work on, a lot to learn. But at least coming into this year, I knew what I didn't know. You know, as a first-timer, you know, and that was actually only my second year of coaching, period. You know, I was prepared as I could possibly be, but there was so much that I just didn't know, you know, about being a head coach. And this year, I prepared differently. I feel better, you know, about my preparation. But this coaching thing is really, really hard and difficult. So there's all, you learn the stuff every single night, whether it's in your game or you watching another game. You know, you're just learning every single night. You can never perfect it.
That tells me how hard it is because you were a coach on the floor for so, so long and had so much time to think about maybe what you might do if you ever got the opportunity. In fact, you and I talked so much during your career. You played for so many outstanding coaches. Who was some of the most influential coaches, I should say, that helped shape your approach to coaching right now?
Yeah, I would say one, you know, my college coach, Ricardo Patton, is one of them. He's just really tough. He was honest. He loved it. Larry Brown, you know, is somebody that really shaped me as a coach. I still talk to him. He still gives me advice all the time. God rest his soul, Flip Saunders, you know, is a guy that I love playing for and I love his style. Things that he did, Rick Carlisle, you know, is another one. George Karl's another one. I just have so many, you know, legendary coaches that I was able to pull great things from and learn from.
Chauncey, that's, when you look at that resume and the guys you played for, those are some of the biggest names and personalities in the history of the sport. I mean, it's amazing that you had the opportunity to play for and learn from them. Let me just ask you about Larry Brown. Like, he's always been one of my favorite people ever. Can you explain, and obviously a great teacher of the game, can you explain what he was like to play for and what he brought to it? Because that is such a different cat, even to this day.
Yeah. First of all, the thing that always stood out to me with Coach Brown is his passion to teach is like nothing I've ever seen before. He is a teacher. He wants to teach the game, and he's going to teach it the right way. And I love that about him. As a point guard, he was very, very tough on me because he wanted me, which is great and brilliant, to see the game the way that he's seen the game, to be an extension of him. And he was a consummate, pure point guard. You know, all he cared about was winning, and all he cared about was the team playing the right way. And that's playing together on offense, communicating, playing together on defense, and then you let the chips kind of fall where they may. But Larry was very demanding. He was relentless, and he loved us, and he cared, and that's why we all took his coaching very well.
Talking to Chauncey Bilbs for a few more moments. Chauncey, you started a pregame media session recently by talking about Brittany Griner. How thrilled were you to see her released in that prisoner exchange with Russia?
Oh, man, it made my day. It made my day, you know. It was such an unfortunate situation, you know, that she had to bear and go through. And a lot of people worked very hard, you know, to get her home. And like I said in my presser yesterday, you know, I give so much love and gratitude to the WNBA, who stood on the table every single day and said her name and mentioned Free BG the entire time, which, you know, that's her family. That's her extended family, WNBA and the NBA. And I think we all just, you know, we're just so elated. We're just so happy to have her back.
Chauncey Bilbs joins me for another moment or so before he goes to practice. Of course, you're a proud Colorado Buff. What did you think when the school shot its shot and was able to coach or convince Coach Prime to take over that football program?
Oh, my goodness. You know I'm excited, man. You know I'm excited for Prime. A big-time shot in the arm for us to get a guy like Coach Prime with his resume, with his passion, with his leadership. You know, obviously, you know, everybody knows Prime for being Prime, but what he was able to do at Jackson State, what he's able to do from a standpoint of leading young men, and everybody that plays for him won't play in the NFL, you know, but I'm almost certain that everybody that plays for him, life will be changed forever by what they learn from him, how they should be off of the field, how they should be in the community. Like, those are the things that actually matter when you're talking about a college kid.
Hey, Chance, I know you're fired up. It's all good until he hits you up for some of that NIL money, so maybe you don't take that call when Coach Prime flashes across your phone.
I'm going to pick it up right away.
Okay, good, right good. Better yet,
There's no question about it. I'm going to pick it up right away because I'm in full support of Coach Prime and the Buffaloes.
I get that, dude. I get that. I'm playing with you. It's great. I think it's amazing. I think it's fascinating to see. He is the head coach of the Portland Trailblazers. They start practice in about 90 seconds. Chance, great to have you back on. It had been way too long. I appreciate you, and it's great to get caught up. Thanks so much, Chauncey.
No, I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
You too. Chauncey Bilbs joining us. He was always so great when he came on as a player. And great player. Great player. And I think he's doing a really nice job as a coach. Second year as head coach of the Blazers. They're in eighth overall in the West, but the West is as rugged as it's ever been. It's as deep as it's ever been. So again, we normally don't do that 9:20 interview, but for the right person, I make that allowance. And if they say to me, you can have Chauncey Bilbs, but it's got to be at 9:20, my response is, you got it. You got it.